You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. Innovation doesn't happen in pre-recorded lectures. Quantic's Executive MBA uses interactive micro-lessons and personalized feedback every 8 seconds. Paired with a global network of high-achieving professionals, it's the modern MBA you've been waiting for. Visit quantic.edu/wired for more.
Here's what you should know today. Climate change is turning cities into ovens. A new model estimates that by 2100, cities across the world could warm as much as 4.4 degrees Celsius. For perspective, that figure obliterates the Paris Agreement's optimistic goal for a global average temperature rise of 1.5 degrees Celsius from pre-industrial levels. Why are cities warming up faster? It's a deadly consequence of the heat island effect. The pro-Trump mob that stormed the U.S. Capitol took photos, videos, and live-streamed their actions. Tech giants' quick action in removing riot footage speaks to how eager they are to appear proactive. But the rush to delete the content may end up making it harder to hold the correct people accountable. The FBI is already calling for tips and footage to help them identify the people who went inside the Capitol building. And we finally know what it takes for Donald Trump to get suspended from social media. As of Thursday morning, following a day in which a mob of the president's supporters violently invaded the U.S. Capitol, the president's Twitter account was temporarily frozen. YouTube had taken down his latest video, and most remarkably, Mark Zuckerberg had announced that Trump's Facebook and Instagram accounts were suspended indefinitely. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.
So if you ask anyone in the Wired newsroom what's on your mind, here's what some of us are thinking about.
Big tech.
The coronavirus pandemic.
Climate change.
Disinformation and election security.
What policing should look like in the future.
This is Get Wired. And I'm your host, Lauren Good.
Every story about technology is really a story about people.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Get Wired. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.